This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghosts of the past. And I'm not talking about necessarily the dead. I'm talking about our own ghosts. The places we were, the people we were with, the situations we encountered, the good times, the bad times, all of it. Those ghosts. Ghosts that sometimes show up in dreams, sometimes we're right back there in those settings, in places and times we thought would never end. Only to wake up and realize that you can't really revisit the past the way it was. But the memories can live on. Still, it's not quite the same. For one listener, they go back to their hometown and do what a lot of us do if we're visiting a town we no longer reside in, but spent many formative years in. Visit old haunts, old places, places that meant something to us, places that may mean nothing to anyone else, maybe just an old bridge. But there's times and memories attached to those places within our souls. Sometimes those memories find a way of coming back to life beyond our control and without our even knowing what's going on. That's exactly what happens in our next story. Take a listen. There are quantum physicists that believe that time is an illusion. They say that past, present, and future all exist simultaneously. I know they're correct. I'm not a scientist nor theoretical genius. I'm just a regular guy with an irregular experience that altered my understanding of time. Let me explain. During a visit to my hometown when I was about 40 years old, I'm now 50, I got a chance to walk through the same park we kids used to hang out at as a teenager. It's now a special park to me, but when I was younger, it was just a normal park that became our escape from the high school I attended. I'm sure it has a name, but the teens just called it Milestone Park because we incorrectly believed it was a mile away from our school. It's probably half that distance at the very most. Our spirited crew of guys and girls would meet at Milestone Park after school, or we ditched school outright, hang out, make out, talk about whatever happened to be on our minds. Some of the wilder kids would smoke, occasionally drink, fight, get into minor trouble. But the point is, we had a lot of fun, mostly innocent fun. I love this time of my life as I was totally free from mortgage payments, car insurance, doctor, dentist bills, and the 9-to-5 grind of a steady job. This time of life was the opposite of my life now. Fat, bald, serious, and cranky. And I suppose that's why I had the yearning to revisit the park, to escape all that I had become. Anyhow, in this park there happens to be an arched walking bridge that always has a stream of water flowing underneath. As teenagers, we'd party anywhere in the park, but somehow we always ended up near this bridge, which still looks pretty much the same today as it did many decades ago. When I saw the bridge, I was just as excited as if I'd seen an old friend. I walked over to the old arched bridge, made my way to the middle where I stopped at the highest point. I lit up a clove cigarette that I'd brought specifically for this little visit, took only a couple drags, and threw the remainder of it into the stream as some sort of symbolic gesture or nod to the past. Clove cigarettes were all the rage when I was younger, but it's more difficult to come across now. Not a minute had gone by after this when I thought I heard laughter. Not any laughter, but a familiar yet faint laughter. Did I really just hear that laugh? I asked myself. I wasn't sure, but the laugh sort of sounded like my high school sweetheart, Jenny. It was just like she used to laugh after a great joke or after being caught in a mischievous stunt. I said her name. Damn. I hadn't thought about her in forever. There was something unmistakable about her laugh, and everyone would do silly things just to hear it. It was sort of an essential part of our rowdy cruise experience. If you heard her laugh, you'd know automatically where the party was or what part of the park had the cool people in it. I tried to look underneath the bridge to figure out what was going on, but there was only the passing of water in the stream. I knew I didn't imagine the laughter. Or did I? I was confused because it was a bright noonday. I could see clearly that nobody was anywhere near the bottom of the bridge or the stream. Sure, there were other people in the larger area of the park, but not this specific place in the park, not near the bridge. But this laughter was gradually getting louder and louder. Yes, it was ecstatic laughter of mischief, coupled by intermittent idle chit-chat. And then I recognized the voices of chit-chat as that of teenagers I'd grown up with. Here I was at 40 years old, and hearing the voices and laughter of my old teenage friends. But there's nobody around that could be making these sounds. No, the sounds I was hearing seemed to be coming from the actual stream of water below the bridge. I took a closer look at the water, and my looking turned into gazing. I felt my concentration being pulled by something, and then my mind snapped. My eyes became transfixed to the streaming water and every detail of the water. I may have been hypnotized, mesmerized, or whatever, but something had a hold on my mind. I couldn't break out of it. Not sure if I wanted to break out of it either. The soft sun reflected off each ripple of those ripples, made the sunlight dance, and I couldn't keep my eyes off this dance. Meanwhile, those laughs, familiar voices became increasingly louder. The sun's reflection grew brighter and brighter and culminated with a spectacular flash, and everything went dark. I suppose most normal people would have turned their heads away as the light's intensity grew, but I was incapable of moving my head or closing my eyes. That's when the vision happened. After the bright flash and darkness, I saw Jeff, who had long been dead. I saw the school bully. I saw my schoolyard best friend. I saw about half a dozen girls I used to have crushes on. I saw old coaches and teachers and feared school administrators. I saw all of these in a great flood of memories, all cascading emotions. I saw them all in detail. But all the same time. I heard old arguments too, and relived old fights. Some people, like the aforementioned Jeff, had been dead for years, while most others were still alive. But whether dead or alive, everyone was in their teenage bodies and dressed like it was the 1980s. And I smelled old smells, too, like the clove cigarettes we used to sneak out and smoke when we were ditching school. My cheap English leather cologne I used to wear, and even the specific smell of our old favorite pizza joint that went out of business decades ago. These smells were all there. In fact, there were 3 years of my life downloading, complete with all their accompanying sensations flashing in my mind's eye in what must have been less than a minute. In that minute, I relived every joke, every smile, all the laughter, and some of the pain of my adolescence. Some people might think that what I experienced sounds very similar to hypnotic regression, or perhaps even possibly a near-death experience. That in itself would still be very cool, but what was particularly odd is that this life review was not exclusive to me. It was a life review of our entire high school class that frequented this park. In this supernatural mental download, I saw through the eyes of everyone else I had ever come in contact with. I knew what they were feeling and their thoughts. I knew their struggles, their secrets, and their dreams. Wow. Everybody's separate experiences came crashing together in my mind all at once. It was like a billion separate drops of water all converging together and forming a single stream where everyone's separate experiences were all merged together as one. And what exactly was this one everything was merging with? I'm not sure. But I guess I'd call it the collective spirit. And its message? We live. I don't cry much, but I got to say that after this experience, I did feel a couple tears on my face. I quickly wiped them off and hoped nobody was watching me. There was no fear. In fact, I felt both peace and jubilation. But I left the park quickly because this highly charged experience was overwhelming and I had had enough. I don't know how to categorize my experience at the bridge that day. Was it a religious experience? I don't know. Was it a psychotic break? I don't think so, because some of the information that was downloaded to me, for lack of a better word, would later be verified. Like when an old friend I went to school with wanted to introduce me to his new wife, but I already knew her first and last name without ever meeting her. I already knew her because I already saw her through my buddy's eyes when I was having my paranormal download. Like I say, I saw everyone's life review, not just my own. This included some highlights of their futures, too. When visiting my hometown now, I say the usual hellos to all the regulars, eat dinner with extended family, and hang out at different haunts with a few of my old buddies from the old school days. Those few buddies that have neither passed away nor moved away. Cigars, wine, and fine dining have now replaced the cigarettes and cheap liquor at the Milestone Park. We don't spend much time talking about the past, but every once in a while, someone will mention, in a very melancholy tone, how much they miss those that are no longer with us. Some might mention how they miss the younger version of ourselves. But me? I know we haven't totally left us. The spirit of all of us and what we used to do and how we used to be is still very much alive. It resides within a sleepy stream, underneath an old bridge, in a modest park that we all called the Milestone. Now and then I go back and visit the bridge, light up a single clove cigarette, and ceremoniously toss it into the stream below. Then I wait and listen. Maybe, just maybe, I'll hear Jenny's laughter one more time.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.